The man who carries a water skin with holes in it, it leaks down his back.
I suggest we all get a good night's sleep. Tomorrow we'll be up all night.
All night?
Sure, that's when they really get going. You'll hear the best music then.
Can I safely assume we'll be staying at a better hotel than the last one I stayed at?
Normally, Jack, hotels don't just cave in.
Well, it was kind of gradual. A big chunk at a time, until last night when the whole bloody building gave way.
It's strange. We'll stay at a solid old hotel in the old city, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're beginning to descend the Marrakesh Mira Airport. We ask you to fasten your seatbelts and check every part of your seat. Thank you.
Let's see, Jack's room's next to mine, and your Sonny is at the end of the hall. The porter will show you.
Will we have time to look around before we catch a bus for the mountains?
Sure, sure. The bus leaves about 1, so we can spend a couple of hours in the morning.
I take it we'll see the cult of the snake charmers, right?
Yep, you'll see it all. Tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
See you in the morning.
I stood on the balcony and listened to the katydids and crickets and the music coming from somewhere out there in that maze of tiny streets and alleyways. It's said that what you know of the world is directly proportional to what you know of yourself. They say that if you haven't descended into your own depths, you can't understand the depths of the outer world. You'll be hearing a lot of strange music in the next couple of days. And it's through this music you'll be getting a true sense of this land and the people. I hope you'll enjoy it. Good night.
So this is the square, huh?
Are those the storytellers?
Some of them. Some are healers, others tell fortunes.
Hmm.
What's that? Oh, my God, they're snakes.
Cobras.
I thought they kept them in baskets and they just poke their head out now and then. But here they're loose.
Well, apparently the music keeps them in place.
It's creepy.
Wow, did you just see the way that cobra took a swipe at that man?
I imagine they've been bitten quite a number of times.
Surely they take off the fangs or something.
Oh, no, they're there. They may milk them so the poison isn't filled to the brim, but this is a cult of snake charmers who believe they're immune to the cobra's bite.
Fascinating. Easy.
Yeah, the snakes find it fascinating, too.
Oh, there's one thing I should mention. They may want to wind a cobra around your neck to show how controllable they are.
You're kidding.
No, they have a good sense of humor. And the tourists provide them with as much entertainment as they do the tourists.
Why would anyone allow a snake to be wrapped around their neck?
Bravery, maybe. People often do, though.
Anything ever happen?
I know of a German fellow who allowed it once, and as the cobra tightened around his neck, he panicked and grabbed the snake. It caught him.
Right about here. Right in the jugular vein. Yeah,
you get bit in the neck and there's nothing you can do. He died instantly.
Wow. Hey, look at those things. It's amazing the way they sway to the music. Sometimes three-fourths of their body is right up in the air. And the way that their necks fan out. You know, they're actually very beautiful creatures.
I wouldn't care to rub noses. Can we move on?
Sure thing. The souks are this way.
I wonder what their eyes are like.
How much more time do we have?
Well, we probably ought to be getting back to the hotel. We can catch some lunch and be on our way.
If you don't mind, I think I'd like to stay here a little bit longer.
Well, we'll have time later when we come back. Right now, I think we better use the time for catching the
bus. Come on, there's plenty of time.
There'll be plenty of time later on. It'd be a shame if you got lost in this maze and missed the festival. I'm just playing it safe.
Okay. Back to the hotel.
Sonny, listen.
What?
This Jack's a strange fellow. I've seen this country blow people's heads wide open.
What are you saying?
One of us is going to have to keep an eye on him at all times.
You think so?
He's getting weirder by the minute.
I haven't noticed anything.
Just help me get him on the bus.
You mean he's cracking up?
I don't know. Christ, I hope not. Mojo?
That's you, boss.
Yeah, I'm calling from the hotel.
How's Marrakesh, boss?
Fine. But our friend is getting stranger all the time.
Which one's that, boss?
Oh, come on, Mojo.
I'm just fooling. How's the weather? Sunny skies?
Oh, shut up, Mojo, will you? On this end, I'm playing nursemaid, and you're yucking it up on the other end.
I have to see those eyes. Oh, no thanks. No, I never touch this stuff. I meditate. But thanks anyway.
Come on, Mojo, cut it out. Did you check on that thing?
What thing?
You know, the hotel Jack stayed in.
Ah, the El Magreb. I checked. She's still standing, boss.
What?
No balcony missing, no walls missing, everything fine shape. And two busloads of Bavarians just arrived. It's all Wiener Schnitzels and Oompas, boss. The place is jumping, and there ain't no cracks nowhere.
Yeah, I know where there's a few cracks.
Where's that, boss?
In Jack Flanders' head.
There they are. What fantastic things. The way they sway back and forth, and rise and fall with music. Those eyes. What is it? What do you want? What do you want to say?
Closer.
I've seen your eyes. Who are you?
Closer. Yes. Closer. Tell see him riding on a bamboo cane, say to him, good health to your horse.